Sophie at 103.7 and RadioSophie.com, and we've got Adam Lambert on the phone.
Well, is this the Grammy-nominated Adam Lambert on the phone?
I suppose it is.
You realize now that you're going to have to change your answering machine and your email signature.
Business cards.
Yeah. Yeah, you're assuming that I'm going to name drop like that.
Oh, please. And you know what? You know, we're also being kind of presumptuous because after Sunday, he might have to change him to the Grammy Award winning.
Oh, yeah.
Adam
so wait till Sunday night.
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, I have to say, I mean, I'm in the same category as Michael Jackson, so I'm rooting for him. So, it's such an honor to be nominated. It really feels like all the hard work in the past year has paid off.
What on earth are you going to wear?
I haven't actually fully sussed it out yet. I work with a stylist who I'm also good friends with, and she'll probably have, you know, two or three options hanging on the rack, and I'll just kind of make my decision the day of.
Okay, and is it weird to think that just a couple years ago, I mean, this was the furthest thing. You might be someone who might be driving down the road listening to a radio station like ours going, oh, I hope I can win tickets to the Grammys, and now you're up for a Grammy. I mean, it's amazing.
It is amazing, and I was actually driving around just the other day doing errands, and I kind of thought, I saw one of the, they had a billboard here in Los Angeles, they had a few of them up, and I looked at it and went, oh my gosh, that I'm going to be there on Sunday. And I'm actually just, you know, I had just left the grocery store like a normal person. So there are moments when my life kind of has a cross section like that of normalcy and this beautiful dream that has come true.
Now, when you were hearing about the Grammy nominations, they're about to come out, or is this like a waiting on the edge of your seat kind of moment where you're just waiting for that phone call, or how are you feeling?
You know, it's really funny. I had no concept that they were actually, you know, making I didn't even know what was going on. I had no idea that the nominations were coming up. I wasn't thinking at all about the Grammys whatsoever. I was in Paris. I had just finished my last show in London. I did a 6-month world tour. So at this point, needless to say, I was pretty tired. And I was sleeping, and I got a phone call in my hotel room. And I thought, oh gosh, I overslept again. And I have work to do today. And I rolled over, I picked up the phone, and I was like, hello. And it was my manager. And she says, Adam, wake up. And I was like, oh, no, did I oversleep? I'm so sorry. And she says, Adam, you were nominated for a Grammy. And so I think I screamed, and it was really exciting.
Best wake-up call ever.
Yeah, seriously, the best ever.
Adam Lambert, San Diego boy. We got to ask, when's the last time you rolled through town?
You know, it's been a minute, actually. It's been a minute. Yeah. I got back in December here in Los Angeles off the tour, and, I mean, this is really... San Diego is my heart. I mean, that's where I grew up. That is my childhood memories are all in San Diego. But, you know, my adult life is pretty much here in L.A., so it's been a minute.
New material. I mean, is there an album on the way anytime in the near future?
There is. There is. I mean, it's not near. It's sort of like the end of the year near. Okay. I'm actually just beginning work on this next album, and I'm taking my time with it. You know, I think it's really important. I want this thing to be, you know, led on the money, and... I think this last year has been really educational for me, you know, being on tour, not only as a performer, but also getting to know my fans a lot better and what they love and what they want. You know, I keep thinking, what do you want from me? And I get the answer. So there you go.
Adam, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I know it's Grammy weekend, so you've got a ton going on.
It is a crazy week, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, all we can say is congratulations and good luck.
Absolutely.
We are rooting for our San Diego boy, Adam Lambert, to take home the Grammy.
Thank you.
So have
so
much fun.
Thank you.
Sophie at 103.7. Traffic to go.